So this patient has alcoholic liver disease with various signs of cirrhosis. USMLE wants you to know there is failure of estrogen degradation by the liver in patients who have cirrhosis. Sometimes the answer can just simply be written as hyperestrogenism. Okay, so both are answers on the USMLE for liver disease. Looking at some of the signs here, patient has difficulty achieving an erection for a few months. That makes sense. That's due to the estrogen excess. Patient has scleral icterus, so there's jaundice due to a combination of decreased ability to secrete conjugated bilirubin into the bile, as well as decreased uptake of unconjugated bilirubin from the circulation. The ascites is due to increased portal venous hydrostatic pressure with extravasation of transitate into the peritoneal cavity. The prominent periumbilical venous pattern, the caput medusae, that's due to shunting of blood from the venous circulation to the superficial epigastric vessels in the setting of the cirrhotic liver. Now the constellation of gynecomastia, spider angiomata, and palmar erythema, all high yield for hyperestrogenism here. Gynecomastia, growth of breast tissue, spider angiomata, dilated superficial arteriole with outwardly radiating smaller vessels. Why you specifically see that in hyperestrogenism? No fucking idea. Something to do with a vasodilatory process from the hormone. Then, of course, the palmar erythema, superficial dilated vessels of the palm. Just looking at some of the other answer choices, they're all distractors, but I just want to comment on choice E, failure of liver to produce sex hormone binding globulin, which is true. There will be decreased sex hormone binding globulin in the circulation in the setting of liver failure, where sex hormone binding globulin carries both testosterone and estrogen around the circulation. But that's not in and of itself the reason for our hyperestrogenism findings in patients with cirrhosis.